This is Union Redskins Football, presented by Communication Federal Credit Union on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Namath back to pass. Joe looking, throwing, and it's completed on the first.
I am the key!
Down the left field line. Is it enough?
And he wins his 200th career NASCAR victory.
The last shot Michael Jordan will ever take in the NBA.
Oh,
Broken Arrows quarterback, and it's Union's football.
3, 2, 1. It's showtime.
A dominant force in Oklahoma high school football, Union is on a mission for yet another championship this season. Hear every moment live on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and always on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. Now, the voice of Union Redskins football, KRMG's Rick Corey.
Hello again, everyone. Chris Lincoln sitting in for Rick Corey. He's at TU tonight, getting ready for that East Carolina game. We're here in Moore, Oklahoma, at Southmore High School, home of the Sabercats. It's senior night, it's homecoming, and they're ready to kick this football off to get this game underway. This 6A2 battle. Union on the road with their red pants, white jerseys, white helmets with the U on of the course. They have a deep A.J. Green, along with Junior Smith, and the kickoff by Cameron Little. Oh. And that's going to be a quick one for Union to get the football in good territory, kicked out of bounds there. So it'll be Union with good field position to start things off here into the 20-yard line. And they'll be going from west to east. That's right. It's a east-west football stadium. Beautiful weather here tonight after a really rough few days here in the Oklahoma City, Moore area there with the ice storm and stuff. In fact, the Sabercats missed 2 days of practice because of that. We start with clear skies, 61 degrees, light wind from the south. That's at the back of Union. Rovon Banks in the backfield, along with quarterback Grayson Tempest. They're split backs, 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left for Union Redskins. Looking for 4 wins in a row after 0-4 start, won the last 3 in a row. Pass goes outside to Rovon Banks. Hit, spins away from one tackler, tries to break another tackle, but he's going to be thrown back for a loss of about 4 yards on the quick pass out to the right side there. Swarmed under by a whole host of Sabercats, led by Carson Padgett. So a loss on the play. It'll be second down and 14 for Union. Once again, it is Tempest and Rovon Banks just off to his left side in the backfield. 2 receivers left, 2 to the right side. Second and long. Handoff goes to Banks. Banks goes across the 20, carries a couple guys to the 23-yard line before he is pulled down there. Picked up about 7 yards on the play, got that loss back. Rovon Banks, by the way, loves playing at Southmore. Last year in Union's 57-0 win over the Sabercats, Banks accounted for 5 touchdowns. As a sophomore.
I believe they've got A.J. Green in the backfield now.
Green in there with Grayson Tempest. Tempest waits for the snap, takes it straight back to pass, looks to the right, throws to the right, and misses his target there. Intended out there for number 13, Damon Sanders. Incomplete, so it's 3 and out for the Redskins. They'll have to punt on 4th down. And 4th down at about 6. Working with me today is Tom Stockton. The coach, I tell you, after a rocky 0-4 start, these Redskins have turned things around pretty quick.
Yeah, they really have. And I think where they started it was the second half against Owosso. They played pretty well. And I think they found themselves. They found out who they want to play at quarterback and who they want to play at a lot of these positions. And I think it's just a growth period.
High punt. Going to let it bounce at the 35, roll down about the 32-yard line. After Union will touch it down, that's where the Sabercats will start with their first drive, 1st and 10. Also here in the booth with tonight, of course, our stat man Richard Johns, along with our state legislator, District 76, our man Ross Ford, helping with the player ID here tonight. And usually, of course, we'd have on the sidelines our man Zach Reynolds, but not available tonight. So we'll be 10 laser in the booth here this evening. And, of course, back in the studio, Bryce Gerdner, having the engineering work and also updating us on high school scores. And we'll keep an eye on that TU East Carolina game. Doesn't kick off for another hour. All right, here come the Sabercats. Their record on the season, 3-5 under their first-year head coach, Josh Norman. After a 1-win season last year, the coach done a good job with his club. They've been competitive in almost every game they've played. Their quarterback is junior Noah Peters. Timmons in the backfield with him. Peters takes a snap, fakes the handoff, looks to throw to the right side. He's going to scramble off to the left side at the 35, at the 40. First down, out of bounds, the 45-yard line. Chased out of bounds there by Gavin Kaler for Union, but not before he picked up the first down.
And you were talking about this sophomore team. They're 3-2 in district play with wins over Moore, Putnam City, and Edmond North by a combined total of 6 points. So they've been in some cliffhangers and have come out on top.
Peters takes the snap, keeps it, and he'll be swarmed under by Union Redskins. Big defensive push there. Leading the way. Yeah, Demary Thomas, also Jackson Jennings in there.
And Chris, I know you had a chance to talk to their head coach, and he's just down the road at Norman. He was quite a tight end.
He was for the national championship team of 2000 for Bob Stoops. First year as the head coach here. Looking to throw over the middle and tipped around and almost intercepted. Knocked around there. A couple of Union Redskins had a chance at it, including Caleb Kalo had an opportunity as it was tipped up in the air. Junior Smith also with a shot at the football, but it falls incomplete. And it sets up a third down and 11 for the Sabercats at their own 44-yard line.
One of the things that I noticed about Josh Norman from some of the notes you took was he has a motto of 3 C's, character, community, and championships.
Chris Wilson in the backfield behind the quarterback, Peters. Third down and long, fakes the handoff. Then he's going to try to throw, but he's wrapped up and thrown down in the backfield there. Big rush put on by Matthias Roberson. And, Coach, he was a force last week. 10 tackles, 2 sacks, 1 fumble recovery in the 50-25 win over Norman North. That junior is really playing well.
Yeah, and he starts out tonight well, so that's a good sign. In fact, the defense, after the first play, they've played very well the last 3 or 4 plays.
Cameron Little back deep to punt for Southmore. Punt is underway. Taking it to 25, 30, and going to be knocked down just across the 30-yard line is Troy Franklin for Union. It'll be first and 10, Union Redskins. They're going to mark the ball at the Union 31-yard line. Here come the Redskins. Send 3 receivers to the left side this time. In the backfield is the Arkansas commit, A.J. Green, who's noted in the Tulsa World as being one of the outstanding players this past week. Tempest takes the snap, hands to Green. A.J. off the right side, 30, 35, 40. Breaks the tackle, 45, midfield. And we pull down at the 45-yard line of Southmore. They just got to him there. A.J. Green, looked like he was heading out and on the way there. Pulled down by Southmore. Parker Mullett, their defensive back. Big run on the play of 25 yards for A.J. Green. Green, 182 yards away, by the way, from 1,000 yards for this season. Starts tonight with 104 carries, 878 yards, averaging 8.4 yards a carry, and 8 touchdowns this season. Green still in there. Tempest turns, fakes a handoff to him, throws out the left flat, has it right side, the left side of the 40, 42, down inside the 37-yard line. That's Devon Sanders.
Yeah.
Made the reception there.
One of the things about A.J. recently is people know how fast he is. I mean, he's very fast. But he's also very elusive and won't – he doesn't let them tackle him, just barely getting to him. You got to really put it on him to tackle him. He breaks a lot of tackles and then takes that speed and outruns you.
9-yard pickup of the play. 2nd and 1 now for the Redskins. Takes a snap. Turns, hands off to Green. Green's going to be hit and pushes forward. Going to have the first down just across the sophomore 35-yard line. Along the blocks on the right side guard of Tassan Dorn and the center of Tylan Pratt. Coach, we've got 2 new offensive tackles starting tonight. Will Thomas is not available. And Bennett Ringlitz, of course, hurt his knee in that Norman Northway victory.
Yeah, and they're going to be replaced by Tasia Dorn and also Sunday Ola, and both of those are huge. Sunday is 6'2", 285, And Tosai is 6'1", 311.
Tevis looks to some of the men wide open at the 10, at the 5. Touchdown, Union. Shadan made the reception there. He was wide open, Coach, on the right side, inside the 15-yard line. Nobody near him. Touchdown pass for Union.
That had to be a mistake in the secondary to leave a guy that wide open. When you saw how open he was and the pass was going to be on the way, you just hope he wasn't too much.
34-yard touchdown pass. Thank you, Richard. Extra point. Kick is up by T.J. Cowan. And the kick is good. 7:07 left to play in the opening quarter. Union strikes first here at Southmore. It's the Redskins 7, the Sabercats nothing. You're listening to Redskins Football on KRMG 102.3.
Seems like every game and app and service wants to charge you a fee. Monthly fee, usage fee, delivery fee. So how about a checking account that pays you, huh? Then remember this. You get paid on every Visa debit transaction with Pay Me Checking from Communication Federal Credit Union. Online, in apps, or in stores. Last year, our members earned over $240,000 in paybacks with Pay Me Checking. Get paid instead of paying. Communication Federal Credit Union. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you get glasses or an eye exam at Dr. Jeff Long's Children and Family Eye Care, part of your purchase supports their Specs program and provides a free eye exam and glasses to someone in need. Go to KRMG.com and submit for yourself or someone else that needs this gift.
Every year, thousands of Tulsa families trust Williams Plumbing to resolve their plumbing issues. From updating faucets to replacing garbage disposals, our professional technicians can resolve your plumbing issue. When you need a plumber, contact the professionals at Williams Plumbing and Drain Service.
Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Corey might even play it on air. 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
We're back at Southmore High School. Chris Link along with Tom Stockton. It's a 7-0 Union after a 34-yard touchdown pass to Shay Dan from the quarterback Tempest there. Union going four plays, 69 yards. Just took a minute and 2 seconds. And an alert listener, thank you very much, called or correct me. Number three, Troy Franklin, is not playing number three. The number three is Ja'Kari Jenkins. So we'll get that corrected on our board here. Ja'Kari Jenkins on that defensive play earlier for Tulsa Union. Kickoff underway. Taken at the 5-yard line, fumble there, picked up at the 10, 15. He's going to be rolled out of bounds around the 17-yard line. Good pressure from Union there, knocking him out of bounds. And it'll be Southmore with the football, first and 10. They'll spot it at the Sabercat 17-yard line. Reese Moffitt was the guy who brought the kickoff back for Southmore.
You got to wonder, you know, just how confident Southmore is that they can do it, and they didn't do it the first series and go down and drive to anything. Then they give up a touchdown. So this number two series here is, I think it's big.
Noah Peters waits for the snap, the quarterback. Turns hands off before that goes. The whistle sounds, and we'll have a penalty on the play. Our first offsides of the night on the Union defense. So Union called for being offsides, lining up offsides. It'll cost him 5, make it 1st and 5. For Southmore, they'll bring the football across the 20, set it down now near the across the 22-yard line. And 1st and 5 for Southmore. Noah Peters, the quarterback. Southmore in their really ugly uniforms. Gold jerseys, blue and white stars, red pants, blue, black and white stripe, black helmet, Sabercat logo on the side. Man, those are ugly. First and 5 from the 23-yard line. Pass is thrown and it's incomplete. Quick pass out to the flat there, intended for Chase Yeager by Noah Peters, Yager rather, Noah Peters. Incomplete. It's going to be 2nd down and 5.
And it was, there were two of them out there around the same spot, and the first guy kind of dove for the ball on the ground and didn't get there, and the second one dove and didn't get there either, so I'm not sure which one he was throwing at.
I think the same thing, Coach.
Yeah.
Peters waits, turns, hands off the left side it goes, across the 20, 25, you're just short, looks like, of the first down. The ball carrier there was Chris Wilson, the 5'9", 185-pound senior.
So that 5-yard penalty just came back to bite us because he only had to have 5 yards on that run to get a first down.
Jackson Jennings on the tackle for Union. And then he said he didn't get enough for the first down. So it's about first and 10.
Yeah.
Southmore at their own 28-yard line. Peters, two men in the backfield now with him. Look to the silence, a little confusion here. Wilson and Parker in the back with him, and there is some confusion. They're going to take a timeout. We'll take it with them. 6:15 left in the opening quarter. It's Tulsa Union 7, Southmore nothing. This is Union Football on KRMG 102.3.
There's a better way to buy a car, and you'll find it at Nelson Mazda. No more haggling over price. At Nelson Mazda, every vehicle now has our best price listed on our website and on each and every new and used vehicle on the lot. We make it that simple for you. Right now, Nelson Mazda is offering great incentives on 2020 Mazda CX-5s, 2020 Mazda CX-9s, 0% APR for 60 months, plus $750 APR cash rebate and no payments for 90 days. Mazda is also offering 0.9% APR on the new 2021 Mazda CX-30s. Come see why this SUV is number one among its competitors. Nelson's best incentives, the best car buying experience, and Nelson Mazda provides exceptional service every step of the way. Nothing is hidden, and you never pay too much at Nelson Mazda. Once you say yes, you'll drive off in your new car in less than an hour. Nelson Mazda at 99th and Memorial. Nelson Mazda, making a believer out of you.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School Football, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
President South on the 20-yard line. Back to pass is Peters. On the run, throws, and is caught inside the 50, down and out, running about the 45-yard line. Good defensive play there, rushing him out of bounds there, but taken on the run there. Completed pass to Conway. Marcus Conway made the reception. Nice looking throw, 27 yards from the junior quarterback, Noah Peters. And it's now first and 10 Southmore at the Redskin 45-yard line. Peters waits for the snap, takes, turns, fakes the handoff, throws out to the right side, complete at the 40-yard line, breaks a tackle at the 30, down to the 35-yard line, broke a tackle at the 38, down to the 35-yard line. That was Chase Yarger on the reception for Union. R.J. Brown on the tackle there, but it will be another first down for Southmore. They're on the drive here, Coach, looking good with those passes.
Well, and they're, I don't know if the secondary is just playing back a little soft or what, but both those passes have been about 5 yards after they catch it. Then they go for another few yards after that.
Snap back is Peters. Drops way back, setting up a screen. Looks like it is a screen. The 35-yard line, and tackled from behind the 33-yard line. Nice defensive play there. Went to Jacob Parker there, fullback, and Jackson Jennings, number 97 defensive end, 6'2", 234-pound junior. Made the tackle there for Tulsa Union. Not before they picked up about three on the play. Make it second down and 7. It's Southmore at the Union 32-yard line. Peters still waiting for the snap from the shotgun. Turns, fakes the handoff, throws out to the left flat. Complete to 35, 30, 25, breaks the tackle, 20. Inside the 20, first down again for the Southmore Sabercats. Is they're really moving on those quick passes. Number two, that's Reese Moffitt. They say one of their best receivers, the flanker, 6'1", 180-pound junior, and takes it down to the 18-yard line. Gabriel Ford made the stop for Union, and it's going to be Southmore first and 10 at the Union 18-yard line. That was a 14-yard run and catch there for Moffitt.
And they had three guys out to that side. Two of them went downfield, one step back, made the catch. The other two blocked, and they got about 12, 15 yards out of it.
Handoff goes to Wilson. Wilson is swarmed under by the Union defense there. Led by Shane Fields, who's in there. Along with Caden Thomas on the stop there. Loss on the play of 3 yards. It'll be second down and 13.
Certainly is a passing down here, and they've been able to hit the short routes, so we need to maybe change up the coverage a little bit here and make sure we don't give him 5 yard catch.
Peters and Wilson in the backfield with him, takes a snap, fakes the handoff, throws out the right side, almost intercepted. Intended out there for Reese Moffitt, And closing quickly was Jacare Jenkins, the junior 5'11", 160-pound cornerback for Union. Had a shot at that football, Coach.
Yes, and it was a short pass, and it just they were there to cover at that time, and so it would be interesting here now.
A third and 13. Remember, Coach Fred telling us Josh Norman loves the trick plays, Coach.
Yes, he does.
He's a lot of reverses, a lot of double passes and things, so we've got to keep an eye out for that tonight, too.
Well, they're having trouble getting lined up. I don't know if this is something they don't usually run or what.
Peters waits, takes a snap, takes a hand off to nobody. That says somebody busted that play. He's going to keep it himself, run to the right side at the 20, makes the move to the side of the 20, the 15-yard line, and pushed out of bounds near the 15 or 16-yard line. A flag goes. Defensively for Union, Matthias Roberson was over there. Also, Junior Smith. And we have a Redskin player. Looks like Shakari Jenkins is down on the field right now for Union. It's going to be a short gain. It'll probably be a fourth down coming up, I believe, for a third down coming up for Southmore. But we have a Redskin player down on the field. We're going to take a break right now. 3:30 left in the opening quarter. Union leading Southmore 7-0. KRMG 102.3.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
This is the home of Union High School football. 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
First thing, Coach Tom Stockton back here at Southmore High School. And Coach, the injured player, Jacare Jenkins, off on his own power there. Yeah. But a tough also at a penalty. It was 3rd and 13. Noah Peters, the quarterback, on a busted play, ran off to the right side here. Was well short of a first down. But a flag was thrown.
I'm not sure what they're doing.
Yeah. I don't know.
There was a flag.
Yeah, because I don't know what the penalty was, but it was not a automatic first down because they're going to mark it at a 4th and 1. 4th and 1, the football at the Union 9-yard line. Peters turns. No, keeps it himself. And we're thrown back for a loss on a 4th down play. 4th down play, and they busted in there and threw him down for the loss on the play. That was Matthias Roberson again making the big play. Coach, a 6'1", 221-pound junior, catching Noah Peters in the backfield on 4th and 1. A loss off from the 9 all the way back out to the 15-yard line. So it'll be Union football, 1st and 10 at their own 15. Big defensive stand.
Yeah, a huge defensive stand. And it'll be interesting here now to see what mindset Southmore has, because they went from 3rd and about 15 to 4th and 1. And got thrown for a loss. So now they've given the ball up again, and we moved the ball pretty well the last time we had it.
Grayson Tempest comes out, has A.J. Green off to his right side, 2 receivers left, 1 to the right side, in motion 1 player goes. Handoff goes to the man in motion there. And circling around the right side, across the 15, bouncing out to about the 18-yard line.
I don't know who it is. I think it was Rovon Banks that was lined up as a receiver. And
flag is down, too.
Yeah. They're going to get Union for holding.
So it would have been a short gain of the play, nullified by the penalty. Waiting to rock it off here. 3:18 left in this opening quarter. Union 7-0. Union struck on a 34-yard touchdown pass from Tempest to Shea Dan on their second series. Went 69 yards in 4 plays in 1 minute and 2 seconds to take the 7-0 lead with 7:07 left in the first quarter. Now they're going to mark the ball back on the penalty and put it down at the Union 7-yard line. It'd be a first down, but now 1st and 18, they're calling it. Green in the backfield, standing in his own goal line. Tempest at about the 3-yard line, waiting for the direct snap. Turns, hands off to Green. Green off the right side and goes about 3 or 4 yards where he is pulled down there. Just a short gain on the play. Be second down and long for Union. Big number 95.
One of the things,
hand in that one for.
Oh, excuse me. One of the things that was huge in the three straight victories was that the running game. It was just up and down the field all over the place. We're having trouble running the ball right now.
I'm having trouble finding guys with names with matching numbers here for sophomore. Their roster's kind of messed up with us here. Second and 17 now. Tempest fakes the handoff to Green this time, rolls off to the right side. Brisson on the right side, 15-20, now a run out of bounds near the 20-yard line. Nice pickup on the play. It'll be third down. Still about 5 or 6 to go.
Good play.
Yep, nicely done.
He surprises people, I think, with his speed. He's not he's
flag
not
down
AJ
again,
Green.
Coach. Another flag down, and Union's marching back again. And is another holding again against Tulsa Union. So that nullified a nice run there by Tempest that had it out near the 20-yard line. Now they take it all the way back to the 5-yard line. Down remains the same, second. But now from the 5-yard line, they're near second and 20. They need to get to the 25. So second and 20 for Tulsa Union. Make some changes here in the lineup. They'll send three guys in, three guys out. Tempest comes back into the huddle. Huddling just in front of their own goal line. A.J. Green in the backfield. Vavon Banks goes off to the left side along with two other receivers, one receiver to the right. Tempest waiting for the snap, takes it. He's in the end zone, throws to A.J. Green in the flat. The 5 makes the man miss the 10. A.J. Green at the 15, at the 20, and going to be pulled down at the 23-yard line. What a run by A.J. Yeah. Green there, Coach. Nicely done.
Yeah, they had a guy out there, and he just juked him and went by him, and now he's got a very makeable first down coming up. I mean, they can make about 3 yards and get a first down. He made the
tackle 44. Tackle by Joey Stover there, but A.J. Green left a bunch of them in his wake there. A nice run of 17 yards. It'll be third down and 3 now. Union at 22-yard line. Need the 25 here for a first down. Tempest under center now. Pitches back. 20, 25, 30. 35-yard line to the 40 and spun out of bounds at the 40-yard line.
Number 5.
Jacob Wiebe on the carry that time. 19-yard on the run by Wiebe.
I think it was A.J. Smith. Junior Smith.
Junior Smith, all right. Junior Smith, 6'5", 11, 168. We have double numbers here, folks. I apologize for that. Snap, handoff this one goes to Smith again. Breaks the tackle at the 40, 45. Midfield, dives close to a first down there. Nice, tough running by Junior Smith, the 5'11", 168-pound junior.
Now, A.J. Green's coming back in. And as you said earlier, we have two different people. They've moved around a little bit to, on that offensive line, and maybe they're just getting their selves ready to, in the game here because we're starting to run the ball inside and out.
Starting with two new offensive tackles lined up tonight. Will Thomas, you mentioned, Bennett Ringland, both not available this evening. Needing 3 yards on second down. Pitch goes back, midfield. At the 45-yard line, A.J. Green, 40, breaks the tackle, spins down to the 36-yard line, pull down there. Nicely done, another good run by A.J. Green. Tackle made there by sophomore Jacob Wiebe, and Riley Hoffman was also in on the stop.
That's about a 13-yard gain.
But the Union is now huddling back again.
Oh, my goodness.
It's another penalty flag against the Redskins. Oh, boy. That's a third holding penalty against Union. I don't know, Coach, if that's some of the new offensive line. Again, we mentioned we have two new tackles tonight playing. We have the veteran left guards, though, Nate Marshall, the junior, along with Josiah Dorn. Tylen Pratt, the senior center in there, 72. But, again, two new offensive tackles. I don't know if that's part of it or not. But, anyway, it's a third holding penalty. It takes the ball back to the Union 38-yard line and makes it now second and 14.
Penalties are killing us right now. No doubt about it.
2 men in the backfield. Takes the pitch to Green. Rolling out is Tempest. throws on the run, has his man caught just across midfield.
And I don't see a flag.
How nice. Devon Sanders made the reception, 6'2", 208-pound junior.
That was a good pass by Tempest, right on the money, and a very makeable third down coming up.
Yeah, third and two now. Nice pickup on the play. Union breaks the huddle. Sophomore plays a 4-2-5 defense, and I'm going to stop and talk it over here. There's a timeout on the field. That's the end of the first quarter. Fisher just waved his hands and said, end of the first quarter. And after one quarter of football here at Southmore High School, it's Union 7, the Sabercats nothing. You listen to Union Football on KRMG 102.3.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter finds the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to